Radio Prague News.
The Czech Senate has announced that a much-debated proposal for direct presidential elections will be voted on in early February. The opposition has filed a motion with the Constitutional Court to annul 14 reform bills pushed through the lower house by the government coalition in November, and a Prague city court has dealt an 8-year prison sentence to the father of two boys dubbed wolf children by the Czech media. The Czech Senate announced Thursday that in early February it will be voting on a proposal for direct presidential elections that got the go-ahead from the lower house of parliament in December and is pending approval from the upper house. President Václav Klaus may also attend the Senate session on February 8th. If approved by the Senate, the amendment would also limit the president's powers. In December, a deal between the coalition and the opposition Social Democrats ensured sufficient support for the motion, which had been debated for years. Should the proposal be approved by the upper chamber of parliament, it would allow Czechs to elect their president directly for the first time in 2013, when current President Václav Klaus leaves office. The opposition Social Democrats have filed a motion with the Constitutional Court to annul 14 reform bills that the government coalition pushed through the lower house of parliament in November. According to the opposition, MPs were not given sufficient time to vote on the bills. They also should not have been voted on as a package, since they included such different bills as an increase in VAT, an overhaul of the pension system, and a change in welfare legislation. The head of the Social Democrats, Bohuslav Sobotka, on Thursday criticized the government coalition, stating that its move to introduce mandatory public service for unemployed persons as part of the reform was both against constitutional and international law. In November, the center-right coalition pushed a package of 14 reform bills through parliament, overturning a Senate veto. The move had been preceded by a week-long filibuster in the lower house. A Prague city court on Thursday dealt an 8-year prison sentence to the father of the wolf children, two boys aged 1 and 2 whose parents had never taken them outside. The mother of the children, who have suffered great developmental setbacks due to what their parents describe as an alternative parenting style, was given a 3-year suspended sentence. The court has ruled that she also needs to seek psychological care. Both the man and the woman deny inflicting harm on their children and claim that they simply wanted to raise them in an untraditional way. The older of the two has not yet developed a biting reflex since he was never fed solid food. Experts say that both boys are severely lagging behind in their development as a result of inadequate parenting. According to a poll by the SANEP agency, over 80% of Czechs believe that the state funeral for the late President Václav Havel was dignified. More than half of those polled said that the attendance of international political leaders at the funeral inspired a feeling of national pride in them. Mr. Havel's time in office had helped promote the Czech Republic and its reputation worldwide, said 80% of the respondents. Over 70% believe that Mr. Havel's contribution to democracy in the country was significant. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. Conditions in the Czech Republic are very windy, with rain and snow in higher places over the next few days. Daytime highs will range between 3 and 7 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.